I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
We're having some breakfast this morning.
I think we have somebody. We have somebody on What's for Breakfast?
Yes.
Are you you're the breakfast lady of the day?
I am the breakfast lady.
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sandy, and I am calling from the big town of Lawler.
Lawler? Where is Lawler?
Is that by North
Dakota? Lawler is between McGregor and Tamarack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whoa.
It sounds like a bustling metropolis.
It probably used to be.
Okay.
Not so much anymore, but full of wonderful people.
So, Sandy, have you had your breakfast? You said Sandy, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got big Sandy in my head as soon as you said where it was, so I thought
well,
I was wrong.
Well, that's kind of close out there. I grew up out at Big Sandy, so.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But, no, I haven't had my breakfast yet. I'm just having coffee right now.
Okay. Any cream in that?
Oh, absolutely. Half and half.
Nice. And pretty strong cup of joe?
Yeah, pretty strong. If you can see the bottom of the cup, there's no point.
No kidding. Yeah, we should be friends.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm just a little bit confused. You said half and half, and she said cream. Is cream whipping cream, and half is half and half?
Half and half is milk and cream together. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not quite as full as
cream. So cream is whipping cream, right?
Heavy cream, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I just wanted to...
Heavy cream is really good in coffee.
It sure is. Holy man. Some people even put butter in their coffee. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's a diet, like to be a full fat diet. It's called bulletproof coffee.
Ugh.
Wow.
It does not sound good to me. I'll take
no,
the heavy
neither.
Cream. Yeah. So what are you?
Yeah, me too.
What are you thinking you're going to have for breakfast?
Well, I'm looking at, I've got a whole wheat bagel. So I think we're going to have a whole wheat bagel. I'm going to have a whole wheat bagel this morning with some natural peanut butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a banana.
Butter before the peanut butter or just peanut butter?
No, absolutely butter before peanut butter.
And then is the banana going on top or is it just a separate thing?
Just a separate thing.
Okay.
Just a separate thing. I think I still have one that's not green yet. That is gone from green to ripe because I don't like ripe. Green bananas.
Uh-huh.
So you know when we talk to people a lot in the winter, a lot of people will have oatmeal. Do you have a standard breakfast every day or do you shake it up?
I shake it up. I love oatmeal. You hated it when I was a kid, but I like it now.
Yeah, what happens with you when you age? You like oatmeal.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't either. I used to just, are you kidding me? You're eating
cake. Yeah, my mother used to have to stand over me and go, finish that up.
Oh. And nothing worse than cold oatmeal if you're making it last a long time.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Well,
not good.
Sandy, why do you support KAXE, KBXE? Why do you listen?
I listen. Well, first of all, my husband started listening.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's always liked public radio of any kind. And we got started because it is local, because we like John Latimer and Laura Erickson and just the local feel of it, the friendliness. You know, it's like your neighbors. You're like listening to your neighbors every morning.
That's right. Because we are your neighbors, you know, and you
Absolutely.
Hear neighbors are telling stories on the air about mm-hmm. life here, good and bad, and, you know, everybody kind of connecting. Boy.
Yep.
Hey, well, tell us a little bit about Lawler. What's the history?
Lawler used to be... The Soo line used to go through here, and so it was a logging hub at one point in time, many, many, many years ago. It had its own bank. It had had a creamery, railroad station, grocery store, you know, back in the day when there was a lot of logging through here, and even where I grew up in central Wisconsin, a friend that went to school with my mother, her family, we didn't know it at the time, but her family moved. Her dad worked at a creamery, and he ended up working at a creamery in Lawler.
Huh.
When we moved to Minnesota, my mom discovered that here's her high school friend married to a local young man. They're not young anymore, but, yeah, and the family had moved here.
Wow.
Yeah, well, so it was a big deal at one point in time, and it still is. It's filled with very, very nice people. There's maybe only about 30 now, but...
Oh, geez. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Oh, a little of this and a little of that. Going to go and check to see what's left in the garden. There isn't much.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little frost last week, so we're probably down to a few tomatoes and the cabbages left. So,
Do you battle deer in your garden?
Kind of. They weren't bad this year, but they did like nibbling at the squash and pumpkins. And
yeah.
You can't blame them. You can't blame them.
No, but as long as they left everything else alone, I'm good.
So Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get either Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes delivered to Lawler in a cream-colored linen bag. What are you thinking you're wanting?
I'm going to try the cereal.
All right.
There you go. Thanks, Sandy. You saved us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for being a member.
Thank you. You bet.
Yes, we'll be friends.